Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Ward reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wirt hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Oyler hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 1 in the game. McLain bunts towards first. McCraw fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Causey covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ward strikes out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Oyler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Oyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-2 in the game. McLain strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Wirt moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey bunts in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Ray Oyler. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McGraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0 for 3 in the game. AG strikes out. Two outs. JC Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Rich Morales. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McLean, and towards Trusiewski, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing shortstop. Ken Berry now playing left field. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 3 in the game. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wirt bunts towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. McLean moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes McLean trying to get to home. Berry throws the ball into Martin, who tags McLean, who's trying to score from second, for the out. McAuliffe moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. McAuliffe scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.